It's a bright morning, it's a bright morning, it's a bright morning, it's a bright morning, bright morning, morning.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habibullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is very, very beautifully reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam 1,000 times upon me daily shall not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, khush amdeed, welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful episode and silsila of this lovely series known as A Bright Morning. Today, inshallah, we will be discussing something very beautiful, something very exciting, I would say. And what is that? Every person, every believer, we all heard about Jannat in our lives. I mean, we all, from the time we go to madrasa when we are young, we are thought that, you know, you do good deeds, you'll enter Jannah, you'll go into Jannah. But I'm sure the question is there in many people's minds that, you know, how beautiful is this Jannah? What is this Jannah which we have been hearing about since we are young children? Subhanallah. So today, inshallah, we will be discussing the beauty, the excellences of Jannah, the blessings of Jannah. Subhanallah. Which people will be put into Jannah? What is the quality of Jannah? What are the beauties which lie in Jannah itself? Subhanallah, and how to attain this beautiful Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. So it's a very exciting topic, something which I'm sure many of us want to know about, want to learn about, but we don't get the time. So spend some time with us from beginning to end, inshallah, in today's episode. And believe me, you, inshallah, you will learn a lot about this beautiful topic and this beautiful section, which is known as the blessings of Jannah. Inshallah, 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 subhanallah. But before we begin our topic for today, let's make good intentions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's make good intentions, and inshallah, when I hear the name of Allah, I will praise and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I hear the name of his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will, inshallah, recite durood, salutation, salawat, salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, whatever we learn today, you know, the excellences, the blessings of Jannah, the beauties of Jannah, then inshallah, azza wa jal, we will have a mindset that by listening to the beauties of Jannah, we will, inshallah, try and do those actions, those deeds which take a person close to the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Inshallah, make these beautiful intentions, and innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat. Indeed, your actions are based upon your intentions. So the more the merrier, the more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we all know that before we begin our discussion, we listen to some few beautiful praises and stanzas and couplets in the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the praise of the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, azza wa jal, we will be listening to some few madani couplets, I would say, and a beautiful kalam in the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the praise of the city of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Madina tayyiba tahira. Subhanallah, zadahallahu sharafa wa ta'zima. And inshallah, as soon as this beautiful kalam is completed, then we will, inshallah, be discussing our beautiful topic for today, which is the blessings of Jannah. Subhanallah, let's go towards this beautiful kalam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Madine jane walo, jao jao, فی امان اللہ۔ مدینے جانے والو جاؤ جاؤ فی امان اللہ، کبھی تو اپنا بھی لگ جائے گا بستر مدینے میں۔ نہ ہو مایوس دیوانوں، پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو۔ نہ ہو مایوس دیوانوں، پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو، بلائیں گے تمہیں بھی ایک دن سرور مدینے میں، سرور مدینے میں۔
سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی؟ سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی؟ جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی، جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی۔ سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی؟ آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں، آقا آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں۔ ہو کرم جو بندے پر، بندہ پروری ہوگی۔ ہو کرم جو بندے پر، بندہ پروری ہوگی، بندہ پروری ہوگی۔ سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی؟ جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی۔ بات کیا ہے بادِ صبا، اتنی کیوں معطر ہے؟ بات کیا ہے بادِ صبا، اتنی کیوں معطر ہے؟ سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی، سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی۔ سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی؟ جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی۔ سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے، سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے۔ نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی، نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی، ایک بھی سنی ہو۔ سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی؟ جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی۔ دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا، سو گیا کیا دیوانہ؟ دیکھ قاضی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانہ، ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی، ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی، سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی، جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی، بلا لو ہم غریبوں کو، بلا لو اے میرے آقا، میں آؤں آپ کے در پر، کرم ہو اے میرے آقا،
صلی علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد نور من نور اللہ. اللہ اللہ، سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی، جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، واٹ اے بیوٹیفل اینڈ ایکسلنٹ کلام اینڈ پریز in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That, you know, the poet and the shayar very beautifully says that sochta hu main wo ghari, I think and I wonder how astonishing, how shocking, how beautiful, how amazing that moment will be, you know, when the call will come for us to go in the beautiful city of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah 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 Allah. And then he explains and he, you know, speaks about the beautiful city of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, what's the reason that the air, the atmosphere is so fragrant? So he says, maybe this air and this atmosphere is coming from the direction of Madinatul Munawwara and the city of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah 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 Allah, subhanallah. And this is the language of the ushaq and the lovers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even the atmosphere of Medina and Madinatul Munawwara has a beautiful scent and that beautiful, you know, I would say, intoxication in it. Allah Allah Allah, which takes a beloved of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a different level, and he just, you know, drowns in the love of the beautiful atmosphere and environment of Madinatul Munawwara, Madinatul Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Allah, we make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take all of us to the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara with our parents, our Murshid-e Kareem, inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. And may we also witness this beautiful, fragrant atmosphere and the fragrant air. For indeed, the fragrance in the atmosphere of Madinatul Munawwara is because of the blessed zaat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the Sahaba-i Kiram, you know, mentioned that if we were looking for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we didn't know which direction Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, then what would we do is we would move in the streets of Medina, and wherever we would get that beautiful scent, we would know that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed from this path here, because naturally my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a beautiful and you know, sweet scent emanating from his blessed body mubarak. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan very, very beautifully says, guzre jis tarah se wo sayyide wala hokar reh gayi sari zameen ambar sara hokar, that wherever my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pass, that beautiful road, that street, that environment, that area would become super fragrant and it would have a very, very, very sweet scent. Subhanallah, this is the beautiful zaat of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the owner of Jannah, sahibul Jannah. And alhamdulillah, today we are discussing about the beautiful and the blessings of Jannah. And we make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the sadaqah of his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enter us in his beautiful Jannah. For indeed, only that person will be made to enter Jannah who has the permission from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him the authority, the power and the control. Subhanallah, Jannat is his. So regarding this beautiful Jannah, let's first discuss about the people, the fortunate people who will be privileged to enter this Jannat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these excellent people in Surah Nisa, ayat number 124, the fifth para. Allah ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ نَقِيرًا. Allah ta'ala says, translation from Kanzul Iman, and whoever does virtuous deeds, whether men or women, and is a Muslim, will be admitted to paradise, and they will not be wronged a bit. Subhanallah. Commenting on this beautiful ayah, Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, is very beautifully mentioned that any woman, be it a man or woman, if he or she does good deeds according to his or her ability and is a true believer with correct beliefs, this is a very important point. Just good actions is not sufficient. No, no. Good actions need to be there. And then is a true believer with correct beliefs. Your aqaid, your beliefs should be proper according to the teachings of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Otherwise, you can do million good deeds. If your belief is not correct, then how can you expect to enter the Jannat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the condition is, if he or she does good deeds according to his or her ability, is a true believer with correct beliefs, then he or she will be rewarded with the entry into Jannah after the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. Furthermore, he says the level in Jannah that one would get will be according to one's deeds. Nobody will be oppressed to even the slightest bit. Oppressed in the meaning that, you know, if someone deserves a higher level and his level is reduced and he is given a smaller level, this will not happen. No, no, no. There is no injustice. There is no zulm. There is no oppression. Every person will get the level which he deserves according to his status, according to his deeds. Subhanallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Very beautifully, Mulana Hassan Raza Khan says, Main unke dar ka bikari hu fazl maula se Hassan, faqir ka jannat mein bistara hoga. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So alhamdulillah, we learn that a person, a believing person who does good deeds according to his and her capability, and according to his or her capability and ability, doesn't mean that, you know, a person says, Ishtriya, I can only manage 3 salahs, so I'll just perform 3 salahs. No, it's not like that. According to his capability means he tries his level best to fulfill all the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 5 salahs are farz, so he tries his best to perform all the 5 salah, and with that some nawafil, some sunnats, the extra ibadat he also does. Yes, the fast of Ramadan are farz, so he tries his best to complete all the fast of Ramadan, and with that he does some extra as well, some nawafil rozas, and the rozas of Shaban, of Rajab, of Muharram, of any other beautiful day and month. And so he tries his level best to fulfill all the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person I'm talking about. And with that, he has good beliefs as well, correct beliefs as well. His aqidah is safe and sound. His aqidah is to the T, you know, of the teachings of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Then that person will, inshallah, be enjoying the entry, and his reward will be the entry into Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. And what is this Jannah? How beautiful is this Jannah? What are the bounties in this Jannah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and this is just a few of the beauties of Jannah which is mentioned in these beautiful ayat. Ayat number 15 to 24, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in Surah Waqi'ah. Surah Waqi'ah, a very beautiful surah. I'm sure many of us have a habit of reciting it every night, or maybe every Thursday night, and we should have the habit of reciting this beautiful surah, as alhamdulillah we recite Surah Mulk every night. We should make a habit, inshallah, of reciting Surah Waqi'ah as well. It's not a very lengthy surah, but there are lots of blessings and excellences of reciting this beautiful surah. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very beautifully mentions, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The close ones will be on the thrones coated with rubies, diamond and pearls, etc. Reclining on them, facing each other. Circulating around them to serve shall be immortal boys, carrying vessels and pitchers and cups filled with heavenly wine flowing before the eyes. Do not cause the heads to ache, means they won't have any hangover, nor shall it affect their consciousness by causing intoxication, and fruits that they may desire, and meat of birds that they may wish, and large-eyed heavenly maidens like pearls kept hidden as a reward for their deeds. Allah, Allah, subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, did you just observe how beautiful this is? Imagine sitting on thrones. You know, in other words, you will be having that beautiful VIP treatment, which you say, you know, in today's time, like the life of a king, of a bacha, of a ruler, that, you know, you will be having the throne, and thrones, not any ordinary throne, any chair, anything made of wood or something. No, no, no. The thrones which are coated with rubies, with diamond, with pearls, with emeralds, etc. Very expensive throne, if you put it in easy words. And, you know, immortal boys around you, slaves, servants ready to serve you, to give you to food, to eat, to drink, and heavenly wine. Allah, we learn about the beautiful wine of Jannah as well. This wine doesn't have any intoxication. It doesn't, you know, mess your mind up. It doesn't make you unconscious. It doesn't make you lose your senses. No hangover, no headaches, nothing of that sort. No smell, no filthy effects. Subhanallah. And with that, inshallah, and fruits that they may desire, different fruits, different foods, meat of birds that they may wish, you know, whatever you want to eat, whatever you want to drink, everything is there. And on top of that, the beautiful heavenly maidens, the hoor of Jannah, subhanallah, who will be with you in Jannah, subhanallah. And Allah Ta'ala describes, like pearls kept hidden. That's how excellent and beautiful these heavenly maidens are. And all of this is جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, as a reward for their deeds. It's a reward. You know, as we say in English, as you sow, so shall you reap. If you plant an apple tree, you're going to grow apples. If you plant an apple tree, and you're expecting for pears to grow or coconuts to grow, it's not going to happen. So in this world, inshallah, we do good deeds, we do good actions, then the reward is there. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. The reward for your deeds are there for you, and those rewards are very, very beautifully this beautiful bounties of Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. When a person listens to all of these, you know, excellences and the beautiful things, the beautiful qualities, the beautiful attributes of Jannah, it makes a person desire that, you know, I want to witness this, I want to see it. And that's how the mind of a human being works. Whenever you hear about something, immediately your heart, your mind starts becoming inclined towards that thing. You heard about, for example, this very beautiful car, very new car. It has this feature, that feature. In your heart, somewhere you're like, I want to see the car. I want to sit inside. I want to drive it maybe. You heard about a house. This house has this and this, and the walls are like this, and the rooms are like this. So you have a desire, you know, I want to see the house, I want to live in a house like that, I want to build a house like that, whatever it is. So that's how the mind and the thinking of a human being works. So when a person listens to all of these beautiful bounties of Jannah, then don't you have the desire in your heart that, you know, I want to see this Jannah, I want to witness how it is? Yes, every person has a desire, and to fulfill that desire, very beautiful thing you need to do is you need to obey the teachings of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and live your life according to the beloved Zat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, following His footsteps, following His Sunnah. Inshallah, you will see that the path to Jannah will become very, very clear and very, very wide for you, inshallah. Subhanallah. Very beautiful ahadith with regards to Jannah, the beautiful words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very beautifully mentioned in this hadith is in Muslim Sharif. Allah Azza wa Jal says, I have prepared such bounties for my pious bondmen, which no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no human heart has ever perceived. Subhanallah. Likewise, another beautiful hadith in Tirmizi Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, in paradise, there are 100 levels. The distance between each level is that of the distance between the earth and sky. And Firdaus is the highest level. Four rivers of Jannah are flowing from there, and the Arsh is above it. So when you beseech in the blessed court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beseech Him for Firdaus. When you make dua in the court of Allah, then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Firdaus, for the highest level of Jannah, inshallah, subhanallah. And a very beautiful hadith in Sahih Bukhari, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned very beautifully the place in Jannah equal to the size where a whip can be placed is better than the world and whatever it contains. Allah, 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 subhanAllah. How big is a whip? Maybe a hand span, maybe two hand spans, whatever the case is. The place in Jannah equal to the size where a whip can be placed. Just that small piece is better than the world and whatever it contains. That's how beautiful, that's how excellent, that's how much fadilat that beautiful place has. SubhanAllah, this is the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a perfect reward has been prepared for the pious people, for the God-fearing people, for those people who do good deeds, for those people who have taqwa in their hearts, for those people who do their actions and deeds only and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people that live the entire life in the obedience and the itaat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the beautiful reward from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, we are discussing this beautiful and excellent topic of Jannah. And inshallah azawajal, we listen to some few beautiful Madani pearls and Madani flowers. And inshallah, after we return from this beautiful package, we will then inshallah be discussing more about this beautiful Jannah in detail, particularly about the food, about the wine, about the atmosphere in Jannah, and very, very beautiful sayings with regards to these beautiful bounties in Jannah. So please don't go anywhere. Remain with us, inshallah. After this beautiful package and this beautiful Madani pearls, we will inshallah be carrying on our discussion for today. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
What is the difference between an ill person who is a Muslim and an ill person who is a hypocrite? Let's listen to a hadith narrated by the companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a believer is afflicted by an illness and then granted cure by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this illness is an expiation for his past sins and a lesson for him in the future. When a hypocrite is ill and then he is cured, he is like the camel that was tethered by its owners and then set free. Why? It does not know why they tethered it or why they set it free. A person from amongst the gathering proclaimed, O Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are illnesses? I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have never been ill. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, move away from us. You are not from us, meaning from our way. Now elaborating on this hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes, a believer repents from his sins when he's ill. He thinks that this illness is due to some sins of his, and perhaps this is the last illness after which there is death. For this reason, he attains cure as well as forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now a hypocrite thinks that he has become ill due to such and such reason, and that he recovered due to such and such reason. He delves so much into cause and effect that he forgets to repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and does not reflect on his sins and forgets that the one who ultimately causes everything, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one who has given him illness and cure. The individual who claimed that he never fell ill was a hypocrite. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that this person would not die a Muslim, which is why he addressed him so sternly. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, whenever we fall ill, never complain and always ask for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens his doors of mercy upon the people who are ill. Ask for forgiveness, repent, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surely forgive you and give you the cure. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, nuri min nurillah. Welcome back. Alhamdulillah, Khushamdeed, we welcome you to our beautiful silsila again. And we were discussing this beautiful bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beauties and the blessings of Jannah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, we discussed the beautiful ayat which speaks about the excellence and the beauty of Jannah. And at the same time, we need to keep in mind that we learned that jaza'an bima kanu ya'malun. This Jannah is the reward for, you know, for the deeds you have done. And this world is a testing place, basically. Ulama ikram have mentioned that this world is like a snake. It seems, you know, very soft, very delicate, very harmless, nothing. But the poison, the effects of the poison is very severe and very, very harmful. So likewise, Ulama ikram state that this world, you know, it seems very pleasing, it seems very luxurious, it seems very sweet and humble and gentle, you know. But in actual fact, this world is very deceiving. This world captures the person who goes after it, and then that person is destroyed. For the sake of this world, a person leaves his hereafter. For the sake of this world, a person, you know, overlooks the hereafter. See, if you know that, you know, there you will live forever, and there is no death there, and everything, you know, will be given to you in Jannat, and that is your everlasting life. And you know that in this world you are going to die, you are going to leave this world. Today you are here, tomorrow you will not be here. People have come, people have left. Your wealth, your money, your fame, your business, your car, your house, your everything will be left here. So when you know that there you are going to live forever, what preparation are you doing to live there? When a person travels, let's say he lives in South Africa, and he traveled to a different country. He went to America, he went to London, he went to Pakistan. He goes there for 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever the case is. And he goes there and he says, you know, I'm here for 3 weeks. Let me build a fancy house. Let me, you know, have some servants. Let me have the best car and that. People will say he's a fool. He's just here for 1-2 weeks and he wants to build his own house. He wants to get everything done. No. He has to go back. And he won't stay here forever. He'll be here for 1 week, 2 weeks. He's a guest here. So that's how a guest remains. And all of us are just visitors in this world. It's not our final abode. It's not our life which we are going to remain here forever. So the preparation was supposed to be for the hereafter, not to make this life and this world better. Nobody should misunderstand what I'm saying and say, you know, Nasab said that we shouldn't build a house, we shouldn't have our house, we shouldn't have a business. No. We should have all of these things. But my point which I want to mention is that a person shouldn't be so deeply engrossed in this world that he overlooks and he forgets the bounties of the year after. He forgets to prepare himself for the year after. You need to have a balance. The Sahaba Ikram also lived in this world. The Anbiya Alayhi Musalam also lived in this world. The Awliya Ikram also lived in this world. But they never gave preference to this world over the year after. Every moment, their heart, their thinking, their minds, everything was busy preparing for the year after. And they used this world as a tool to attain the hereafter. We are using this world as a tool to attain the world. We are not moving a step forward. And that is, we are supposed to be preparing ourselves for that hereafter. Very, very beautifully, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, and he says, Allah azza wa jal also bestows the world for the sake of virtuous deeds, but does not bestow the hereafter for the sake of the worldly deeds. Allah. In other words, you do good deeds, and through the blessings of those good deeds, you will get your akhirat, inshallah. With that, Allah Ta'ala will give you the world as well. Because you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you do good deeds and you're getting both. You're getting the hereafter and you're getting the world. But it doesn't work vice versa. That you do worldly deeds and you say, you know, I'm getting the world and I get the hereafter as well. No, it doesn't work like that. Yes, do the actions of the hereafter to better your hereafter. With the blessings of that, you will get this world as well. Subhanallah. Because we are discussing this beautiful Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some very beautiful ahadith I would like to keep in front of you. If something so little of Jannah that can be placed on a fingernail were to become apparent in this world, it would beautify all the far corners of the skies and earth. And if the bracelet of a heaven dweller was to become apparent, it would remove the light of the sun the way the sun removes the light of the stars. Subhanallah. Likewise, it is mentioned, various palaces made of gems are in Jannah, which are so clean and transparent that the inside can be seen from the outside and the outside can be seen from the inside. SubhanAllah. The walls of Jannah are built with bricks made of gold and silver, and the mortar is of musk. One brick is made of gold, one brick is made of silver. The soil is saffron, and instead of pebbles, there are pearls and rubies. SubhanAllah. Likewise, it's mentioned in a different narration. I'm giving you a summary of various different narrations. That one brick of Jannat Adn is made of white pearl, one brick is of red ruby, and one brick is of green peridot. The mortar is of musk, saffron is in place of grass, pebbles of pearls, and its soil is ambergris. SubhanAllah. This is the beautiful, you know, decoration and the formation of Jannah. And what about the rivers in Jannah? Jannat has four rivers. One of water, the second of milk, third of honey, and the fourth one of wine. SubhanAllah. Streams are flowing from these rivers, reaching everyone's house. And these streams there do not flow by digging the ground or by a mess or, you know, by taking out sand or whatever the case is. No. But they flow above the ground. One shore of the streams is made of pearls and the other of rubies. In other words, the banks of those beautiful streams are made of pearls and the other of rubies. And the riverbeds are made of pure musk. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. So one shore is made of pearl, the other shore is made of rubies. The riverbeds are made of musk. What a beautiful river this is. And this river is not a normal river. Water, wine, honey, milk, SubhanAllah. The wine of Jannah is not like the wine of this world, which smells terrible, bitter, and intoxicates people, making them lose their senses, and then they become abusive, losing control over themselves. No. The pure wine of Jannah is free from all such faults. SubhanAllah. The food of Jannah, Allah, the food will be delicious and of all varieties in Jannah. And whatever is desired will be presented immediately. Upon seeing a bird, if one would desire to eat its meat would be immediately made available to them, duly roasted. SubhanAllah. When one would desire for water, etc., then goblets will appear in their hands automatically, containing the right amount of water, milk, wine, and honey. The quantity will be exactly according to their desire, not one drop more nor less. After drinking the beverage, the goblets will return back where they came from. SubhanAllah. All the food will be digested, producing a pleasant, fragrant burp and perspiration, which will give out a smell like that of musk. Allah, SubhanAllah. And the servants in Jannah, each dweller of Jannah will have a minimum of 10,000 servants at his bedside, and each servant will be holding a silver bowl in one hand and a gold bowl in the other hand, and each bowl will contain different blessings. SubhanAllah. The more one eats, its taste will not decrease. In fact, it will increase. Each morsel will have 70 tastes, and each taste will be more distinctive than the other one. He will feel all these tastes together, and the sense of one taste will not stop that of the other. The clothing of the dwellers of Jannah would not get worn out, nor would their youth come to an end. SubhanAllah. This is the food, the drinks, the rivers, the formation, the house, the servants of Jannah. Allah, it is something which is beyond our imagination, beyond our comprehension, beyond our understanding, because this is, SubhanAllah, created by the best creator, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. SubhanAllah, and how perfectly it is designed just for those that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those that do good deeds. Allah subhanAllah. Salli wa al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we will listen to some few more Madani pearls, and inshallah, as soon as we return from this beautiful package, we will then be reaching the conclusion of today's silsila. After this beautiful package, we will discuss more. So don't go anywhere, just remain with us till the end of today's silsila. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
As the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as people who live their lives trying to follow and imitate our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah azza wa jal, you have promised us Jannah through the lips of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But Ya Allah, you know we are human beings. We are inquisitive. Ya Allah azza wa jal, is there any way in which we can see our places in Jannat even before we can enter into Jannat? Ya Allah, is there any type of arrangement that you, Ya Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, for having promised us Jannat through the beloved lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is there any means that somehow we can have the vision of our policies in Jannat? Allahu Akbar. Allah Tabarakahu wa Ta'ala, through the lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has given us this beautiful vision. Or Allah Tabarakahu wa Ta'ala, through the lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tells us something which will enable us to see our places in Jannah, our final abode in Jannah. And this comes in a very beautiful hadith mubarakah of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whereby our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has beautifully mentioned that the person who sends durood or salawat salutations upon me 1,000 times daily will not die until he sees his place in Jannat. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us such opportunities. May He grant us such abilities that we may and we must and we have to send durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that inshallah, even before we leave this world, we may be able to see our palaces. We may be able to see that which Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has in store for us in Jannat. Amin bijain nabil amin sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Welcome back to our beautiful silsila and our exciting topic, the blessings of Jannah. Subhanallah. We'd learned about the beauties, the wonders of Jannah, and indeed it makes a person, you know, desirous to enter this beautiful Jannah. Very beautifully, the Quran gives you a clear criteria and a method of how to attain this Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions very beautifully in ayah 133 of the fourth para. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman: and rush towards forgiveness from your Lord and towards a paradise that can hold all the heavens and the earth in its width, prepared for the pious. Commenting on this, Hazrat Allama Mufti Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala mentions, he says, the word rush, and rush towards, the word rush here refers to repentance, fulfilling obligations, and adopting the deeds of obedience and sincerity. Subhanallah. In other words, along with seeking repentance of your sins in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through performing obligatory actions such as salah, observing fast, and carrying out other shari'i commandments, sincerely rush towards the forgiveness of Allah and Jannah, as these paths lead to Jannah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Means you need to ask for forgiveness, you need to do good deeds, you need to have sincerity, you need to have ikhlas, you need to fulfill all your obligatory actions, your salah, your roza, your zakat, your hajj, obedience to parents, respect of one another, all of these things you need to do. Then only, inshallah, you will be on the path going towards Jannah and towards this beautiful bounty. Subhanallah. So this is the criteria which the Quran gives you, and the Quran demands this from you, for each and every person, myself, you, and all those out there who ever want to attain this Jannah. This is what you'll need to do, is ask for forgiveness, do your good deeds with sincerity, follow Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the teachings of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and inshallah you will see everything will start becoming easy for you. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. We have reached the conclusion of today's silsila, and the lesson I want everyone to take away from today's episode is that a person needs to strive hard, work hard towards earning the Jannah. Yes, it seems nice, it seems excellent listening to the beauties of Jannah, the wonders of Jannah, but remember, we need to work hard to attain this Jannah. No pain, no gain. Without doing anything, you can't expect that just by sitting in one corner, you will end up in Jannah. No, you need to work hard, inshallah, and then you will be on the path towards Jannah. Subhanallah. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your heart, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. If you have this love, you have everything. You lose this love by Allah, you lose everything. Inshallah, we hope to see you soon tomorrow, same time, same place, but with a new, exciting and different topic. Please be with us tomorrow as well. And inshallah, we'll be listening to more beautiful pearls and more beautiful madani flowers with regards to the beautiful deen of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone abundance of barakah, abundance of happiness. We hope to see you soon, inshallah. Till then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
It's a bright morning, it's a bright morning, it's a bright morning, it's a bright morning. It's a bright morning.